Ayayim is Lutech and Nishmas or Agus, not the better of Yisrael Yehuduzal. On the day of his yard site, may the Limud be a Chusra's Neshama sponsored by Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Kovel. We're going to start the third line after the Gemara on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Three lines, the third line. Taking from your mind, Jeshlam Seif. What is the mind, Jeshlam Seif? I'm Rabbi Yaakov Chaimid Varei Marber Ruchaytav. He can see from four sides. And therefore, look, Rashi, Yama'arim Yama'ayim, a cave full of water. Varei Shadavu Shai Shabakdei Shein Yochel Yishchai B'tech Amayim. The person who sees that somebody fell there, stands there, as long as it's not possible to be alive, and he comes and tells us. And again, by mind, Yeshlem Seif, we paskin, not like Rameyer, that person can testify that the guy died. Rameyer says it's possible to live underwater. Again, difficult explanation, but that's how Rashi explains it. Dr. Gemara, who gathered the Teva Ba'akma de Sanki? There was a person that drowned in the marsh of Sanki. Ansevei Rav Shila Ledevisu. Rav Shila married off his wife. Amalei Rav L'Shmul Tan L'Shamtei. Put him in Cherem. He did connect it to Halacha. The Maim Shein L'Mseif. The Halacha is you're not allowed to marry the woman off. He married her off. He did connect it to Halacha. He should be put in Cherem. Amalei, so Shmul said to Rav, Nishlech Le'Bereisha. First send him and ask him why he did it. Shokulei, they sent to Maim Shein L'Mseif. Ishti Asura Mutaret. So they sent him the following question. What is the halacha of Maim Shein L'Mseif? Shaluchlu Ishti Asura. So they asked him, Agma Dasamki Maim Shein L'Mseif? Maim Shein L'Mseif. What is the swamp of Samki? The marsh of Samki. Is that considered a water that is visible on all sides? Or is it possible that a wave took the person down and therefore it's not, you can't testify? Shaluchlu Maim Shein L'Mseif. So they asked him, my time of it, okay, so why did you let the woman get remarried? And by the way, she actually remarried. So to Gemara, he said, Mitzotari, you know, I made a mistake. I'm not sorry, I thought, keeping the cover behind me, since it's a stationary body of water, basically, Kamayim Sheshlem Seifu. It's like, Mayim Sheshlem Seifu dummy. And therefore, if the guy would have gotten out, we would have seen it. But Lohi, I changed my mind. I came to the realization that I made a mistake. Since there are waves, the waves made him go away. Now, notice, nobody made this woman get divorced. So, as the Gemara will say later on, the Maim Shein L'Mseif is a chumra l'chatchila, meaning we don't allow a woman, not a chumra, it's halacha, but we don't allow a woman to get married. But if she does, we don't break up the marriage. Because l'maisa, it isn't so frequent that a guy who falls into a river and we don't see him get out is swept downstream and got out. It's possible, but not probable. So again, if she didn't get married yet, we would never be my turn to get married. And if she got married by a heter, by mistaken heter, but by a heter, then we don't break up the marriage. And the misfortune say, God, if she did it, amazing, knowing she's not allowed to get married and got married, we would break up the marriage. But if not, Rav Shila gave her a heter, told her you can get married. So she got married. So now we're not going to break up that marriage.
We're going to inform her.
What?
We're going to inform her that it was a wrong sock in case she.
It makes no difference. We're not going to break up the marriage.
The kids are mamzerim.
No, it's not true. If we thought the kids were mamzerim, we wouldn't let her stay married.
Well, the husband comes back.
If he comes back, but the problem.
Let's say the husband comes back.
Then we got a problem.
Question: do you inform her? Let her know. Just letting you know. Again,
two waiting come in and tell a woman her husband died. Do we let her get married?
Yes.
What if her husband comes back?
That's a different case. This is a case.
But what happens to the kid?
Okay, but this is a you have to do some damage control. He made a mistake. It wasn't that two witnesses came.
Again, but the probability is. That he's dead.
It's a different case.
Though. I wasn't using the same case. I was trying to bring a proof that you can't always cover all our bases. The problem, and I will point this out and just leave it where you unfortunately leave it. The Chachamim dealt with an iguna in an interesting way. On one hand, they were matrin enecha to testify the husband died. They were matrin a woman herself to testify that her husband died. Right. They were matter Eved Kanani to say that an Eved, a woman died. I mean, they were matter all kinds of people. And we're going to learn later on, they were matter sometimes a guy under certain circumstances to say the husband died. Because we're so worried about a niguna. On the other hand, by Maim Shein Lam Saif, where the probability is dead, they said no. We're not sure he's dead. There's no testimony to the fact that he's dead. We can't go by the probability. We have to worry about the possibility. The Chatkila. It's the same Iguna. But that's how Chazal saw it. On one hand, they were Mekuvan and it's a testimony. And on the other hand, they did not rely on the probability. The Chatkila. But the Evan, they didn't break up the marriage. Now, the Mepharshim speak out. How could the Shiva make a mistake like that? So they said, in truth, he died. We didn't know he died. But if a Shiva said she can get married, you can assume he's dead. Say like a Misha. He's not any different than a Misha or Shiva. And again, but that's not a halacha. You can't paskin a halacha on that. Rashi, Agam of the Sumka, Agam Shalai Simakam is a swamp. Agam marsh balaz. I'm in the Mkhaim of Eina Maim Chaim. They're not flowing water. Kamaim Sheshlam Soif Tami. Shein Yacha Lashit HaPnei El Marochik. You can't be swept far away. Look at the east of the sun. Look at the chazal day they want to see them. Gali Ashpalu V'makam Rochik M'sham Yotzim. Kari Shmuel Alei the Rav. But you wouldn't have tzadik halavim. Right? It would have been, if Rav would have put him in Cherem, it would have been wrong. And Rav would have done the wrong thing, putting Rav Shila in Cherem without investigating to see what the reason. It was a mistake. You don't put him in Cherem. Right? So Shmuel said, the Rabbi Nishim saved Rav from wrong. Kari Rav Alei the Shmuel, Shua B'Rav Yayin. My saving came because I counseled with somebody. I asked Shmuel before I put him in the Cherem. Rashi Leuna L'Tadik Ha'lovah Shlebatit Kalazul Yadish Rav L'Nadah Zosher Rav Shila. That he didn't have this Takala to put Rav Shila in Cherem. Shua B'Rav Yayin. Shuaatim and Amich Shalaydeshan Atalti Eitzim Shmuel. I counseled with Shmuel. I'm a Rebbe. They were putting nets, fishing nets, into the Yarden, the Jordan River. And one of them went into a burrow. That was, I think, the word Artsko used just last week. A burrow of fish. Right? The sun set. He didn't see the opening. His friend on shore is waiting for his friend to come out. And he didn't. He came and informed his friend's family that unfortunately their husband's father was Nifter. The next day the sun rose. And he saw the opening of that burrow. He came to attend his own funeral, meaning they didn't have a funeral. They were having a spedim because there was no body. And he came to attend it. Correct the Gemara. That rule doesn't cover the burrow. If you're telling me now that there's a concept of a fish burrow, that even in a, right, even in a,
that rule doesn't apply here. Whereas, no, he came back.
Right.
Where there's no end, she should not have been able to marry.
Right. Because he got out. But the problem is, fish burrows aren't limited, the Gemara, the Havamina things, to rivers. They can be in ponds and in lakes. Well, and therefore...
I can't visualize a fish burrow.
Wait a second, line. one of the five burrows of New York. I don't know. So, the question is, Yochim Ma'im Sheshlam Saif Nami Lechishlam Mechila Shodagim. So then why does it make a difference if Yeshlam Saif or Elam Saif? Dr. Gemara, but Ma'am Sheshlam Saif, Mechila Shetavim Vashchicha. Doesn't happen in a Ma'am Sheshlam Saif. It doesn't happen. It's not frequent. Fish don't do that in an enclosed area. They only make their burrows in rivers and things like that. Okay, now. So now we have a new reason by Mayim Shein Lam Tzayif how he could have survived. He could have survived by being swept down river, or he could have survived by being in a fish burrow. Now we have a new twist. There's two ways a person can survive in a Mayim Shein Lam Tzayif. One is being swept down river and getting out, and one is being in a fish burrow. It's a new twist to how a person can get saved in a what looks like a drowning. Rashi. The mechila shel dagim shechaytetim samach l'svas hanor bein l'matim min hamayim bein l'maylim min hamayim. Under the water level or above it, ve'ein mismal begay mitzvasai, the height of the bank, ve'ein mismal is kula, doesn't fill totally with water. While the man nichnas shel magbiyat tzvara b'tzeich hamara l'maylim min hamayim, he can keep his neck above water. Meaning, Rashi's answering the question, if he's in the Mechila, why didn't he show up the next day? The answer is, he might have just gotten up and left. We have no Rai, he's dead. The answer is, there's no Mechila, so darkens in small bodies of water, very improbable. So again, we're not chashish for that. But again, the Mepharshim speak out, we now have two ways a person could have survived in a Mayim Shein Lam Tzayif. Either the wave took him downstream, or he was in a mechila shel dagim, and the next morning got up and disappeared. Zog di Gemara Vayter, in one of the most famous Gemaras. First we have another Gemara. Amar Rav Ashi, Hada Amri Rabbana Mayim Shein Lam Saif, Chesh Lam Saif, I'm sorry, Mayim Shein Lam Saif Ishta Asura, Hani Mili Bin Ishta Alma, that's a regular Yassel. Avo, Surva Mirabanan, Tamachachim Lai. Because why? He just suddenly killed this way. If it's a Tamachachim and he cuts out downstream, we would hear about it. Because he's a person that when he walks into a place, creates a stir. When a regular guy swept downstream and he gets out, we might never hear about it. He decides to disappear, he decides not to come back home. But he's alive. Whereas if a Tamachachim gets out somewhere, the news spreads. The Rebbe Rebbe, what's the name again, came up in this city. I'll take it back. Because he's a solid color, it's like. I'm going to give Rebbe Lahi. Lahi's not in the Alma. Lahi's not serving Rabbana. The Abbas and the Chatzkila Lahi. That's not enough to rely on. And again, we would not let a woman get married because her husband, the time of Chacham, disappeared in a Mayim Shein Lam Tzayif. And if she did get remarried without violating law, meaning thinking his shmutter, we wouldn't break up the marriage. And that's by every other person as well. And that's what the Gemara is pointing out here. That with the Eved, we do not break up a marriage unless she did it knowing that it's forbidden to do.
Is there a time that they allow getting married right away?
3 months. She always has to wait 3 months.
Why don't we break up the marriage?
Because it's very improbable that he survived.
But when he shows up?
Again, this is a repeat of a conversation we had 10 minutes ago, or 8 minutes ago. Two Adam come in and say a person died. We let her get married?
Yeah.
And if he shows up?
I don't know.
Nothing. He's in the kitchen, Mom's Aram.
Oh.
This is life.
Nothing changes, sir.
Nothing changes. He's alive.
Allah has paid the same.
He's alive.
Can't they marry him?
Absolutely not. Oh, it's her first husband? Yes. This is Happy Eid, and we said she can be Mahajul Labai Larishan.
But here we say, B'di'evet, we do let them.
Again.
He didn't come back.
But he didn't come back.
That's probably the understanding. He didn't come back. What does B'di'evet mean?
She married. A woman's husband went into Mayim Shein Lam Tzayif.
Returning. Okay.
A woman's husband went into Mayim Shein Lam Tzayif. He disappeared. It's 3 months later, he has not shown up.
We don't give her a hetzer.
We officially don't give her a hetzer. If for some reason she didn't ask and she thought she's allowed to get married, She honestly thought she's allowed to get married. Or, we passed her not to get married. She didn't ask. She was sure that her husband didn't show up in 3 months, that she decided, there's no way I have to wait for him.
We talked about the side of Kedusha and asks a lot of questions.
He's supposed to. This is what happened. She had no seat of Kedusha. She got married on the carnival grounds. We're talking about if she did it. Not the maid did, the remark says, not knowing it's forbidden, thinking it's legal. We don't break up the marriage. Because the probability is that he's dead.
Even without Adam.
Based on the fact that he's in the ruler and he didn't come up. Now, even though we're not about to get married, because we're afraid for the possibility that he survived, but if she did get married without knowing it's usher, key word here, we don't break up the marriage.
If a woman gets married without Adam and they both have intention to get married,
they marry. She needs two Adam to watch the Kedushin, that's all.
Let's say no one watches the Kedushin.
That is not, she's not married.
Even if both have intention to be married.
Yeah. But you don't need Adam, you know, you don't have to make an announcement.
Yeah. Just pull a couple Adam
over. This is the story.
Rebbe. Rebbe.
I'm listening.
Not asking the psak is a avwa.
I don't know. I don't want to say you. You're a tzaddik yisayid olam. There are people that paskin on themselves many a time without asking.
So that doesn't mean it's right. If you don't ask the psak,
it wasn't.
If you don't
do the wrong
if you
thing,
don't ask it, it, I'm sorry. It's your problem.
The Paiskim don't seem to agree to you, that's all I can say. They
that's
seem to say
the
that
problem.
People make decisions on their own and they're not called amazing.
I don't want to say this, but let's go with Lot's daughters. They are punished.
They're not amazing.
They are, the people that came from them are not really great yichus.
You have to be careful. You talk about Lot's daughters. They're big tzedekusim.
I'm just telling you what.
Oh, so I was in my job with the person that impugned.
David HaMelech came from there. David HaMelech came from there.
Well, see.
Yeah.
Be careful now. You when you talk about Lot's daughters, not a good idea.
Okay. I don't want to. It doesn't seem like it's we're saying the same thing, but
I don't know what it says to your sefer.
My sefer says Moav. It's a grace.
That's the Gemara Vayter. Famous Gemara, very famous Gemara. Tanya, Amar of Gamliel. Pamacha said, "You see, Mahaluk Mitzvina. I was going in a boat. Where is Mitzvina Agash and Nishbara?" And I saw another boat break into pieces. And I was very sad that there was a Tamachachim on the other boat who I thought perished. Umanu, who was the Tamachachim on the other boat? Rabbi Kiva. Ukshalisi biyabasha, and I came up to dry land. Bo biyasha v'don l'vana b'alacha. Guess who shows up? Rabbi Kiva. Amaitili, b'ni, mi helcha. How'd you get out? Your boat broke apart. How'd you save yourself? A board of the boat happened to be Nizamali. He had a better, what did he say?
Presented itself to me.
And b'chogal v'gal, shabal lai, l'nesi l'arashi. And every wave that came, instead of fighting the wave, I let the wave pass over me. And that way, I was able to maintain my strength and get out of the water. This is a way how to deal with adversity. If adversity comes, don't fight head on. Because if the Rishayim are being matzliach, a head on fight won't work. I said at that time, Here's Rabbi Akiva. He made it. You see that there's a possibility for a person to survive. Now, the reason this Gemara is very famous is when Rabbi Meir Shapiro in 9th Daf Yomi, he said, Dav Shel Svina Nizamali, that when we go through the turbulence of Galus, how do we survive the turbulence of Galus? The Daf of Svina Nizamali. You hold on to that Daf. And that daf will make you survive the turbulence of Galus. When he announced the daf Yomi, this is the Gemara he used to tell people what the daf can do for you. Rav Meir Shapiro said, that's why he became a very famous Gemara, because his daf Shel Svina was the way he presented the daf Yomi. The daf that will hold on and prevent us from sinking in the Mayim Shein Lem Saif that Galus is. Even though Galus is a Mayim Shein Lem Saif, but it's way downstream. At least maybe now it's not downstream, but once upon a time it was way downstream. So to give my back to Rashi. Rashi, Naneshim L'Raisha, V'Avra Agabi V'Aluch Loi. Yidanei L'Raisha, Yitzchim Et Me'ashov L'Yizgar Behem. It's not worth fighting with Shom when things are going their way. So the lesson is, just like when the wave comes, instead of fighting the wave, you let the wave go over you and move on. You let the Shom go through you and move on. Tanya Rabbi Akiva. Pamachas, Hoyisim Mahalach Mesvina. I was going in a boat. Verisi Svina Achash Mutzarefes Vayam. And I saw a boat that sank in the sea. Now, this is different than the case before. It didn't break apart. There was no Daf Svina. The Svina sunk intact.
And this Rabbi Akiva is on a ship. He's saying the story.
Yes, it's a different ship. It's not the same story. But he seemed sorry about Hamachachim Shabbat Banu Remeir, and I was upset. I was sad that Remeir and the other boat, which had sunk intact, the Lusitiana, whatever the way to pronounce that boat, and Shalisi the Medina's Kaputzia. When I came to Kaputzia, Bobi Yosef had done the Rebbe Alocha. He shows up. A mighty line, Bini Mihelcha. Amarli Gal Chardeni Lechaveray Lechaveray Lechaveray. The wave moved me from one wave to the other, Achikianili Abasha spit me out on dry land. Now, this is a bigger chiddush than the story before, because he had no board to hang on to. He wasn't using a board as a floating mechanism. The waves kept him above water. Amarti by Shishal Kamagdelu de Rechachamim, Shamro Maim Shesh Lam Saifish de Muteres, Maim Shein Lam Saifish de Asura. No Rashi.
Rabbi Yitzchak has a question.
Yes.
I mean, Rabbi Akiva was the one who was saved through the... Like, why did he have a question? Like, he himself was a survivor of such an event.
I thought I just answered it. There was no board. The ship sunk intact.
Oh.
He had nothing to hold on to.
Uh-huh.
We also don't know which event came first.
Yes, we do. Because, I mean, we do or we don't, I should say. Remeir was a student of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was a student of Rabbi Gamliel. So it's logical to think that story number one happened first and story number two happened second. Again, I can't prove that, but it's logical to think that Rabbi Gamliel had his student, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva had his student, Remeir. Yes?
Is there a lesson to be learned?
Yeah, then because I'll say something, they know what they're talking about. That's the lesson. That's what Rabbi Akiva said is the lesson.
That's not how to survive the world.
No. Well, the Mepharshim learn, you survive by riding out the waves. That's what they're saying. Don't fight the waves, ride them out. Now again, if somebody's in the water, I'm not telling them exactly how to do it. Better off not being in that water, but I'm just saying. They say that the waves are a symbol to Rishoyim. The Gemara says it. And don't fight Rishoyim head on when they're being Matzliach. Try to avoid them. Let them go around you and just keep on doing your thing and don't take them on head on.
Using the way the Shermer helped me.
Well, the second one rode the waves. The first one, avoid, you know, let the waves pass over him. I don't know. Tana Rabbanan. Navu l'guv arayas. Somebody fell into a lion's den. Amy Idnolov. Now, the reason for that is the way Tysus learns, Yishalmi seems to learn the Tanais, but Tysus learns because if one doesn't land on top of the lions might not be hungry. We don't know that the lions are hungry. You didn't bother the lions, so you can stand there. The Chafura Malay Nechashim Vakravim made Nolov. However, if somebody falls into a ditch full of snakes and scorpions, you can testify because he lands right on top of them. And when he lands right on top of them, they're not happy people. They're not happy snakes and scorpions. And they will react, and the reaction will make the guy a dead person. If you remember, say, Rabbi, after Chafura Melech Nechashim Vakravim Made Nolov, Chashina Hashem Achaveru. Maybe he knows how to, charm. Maybe he's a snake scorpion charmer, that he can get them not to bite using some power of lechisha. Shem Achaveru Yedei Aluchash. The Tanakama, and what's the Tanakama's response? I got it's a masculine. When you land on them, you know, it's not going to make a difference whether you know how to charm or you don't know how to charm. They are not charmed when a person lands on top of them. Rashi, I got it's a shidaychim shayman aleim, he pushes them. I have a grave arayas rochavu, it's wide. They name it aleim, he doesn't land on top of the lions. Upon him, shayn him, rev him. They're not hungry, they like lions, and they don't eat him. Tanu Rabbanan, Nabu Lutech Kivchan H. Somebody fell into a furnace of fire. Made Nalav. Ain't no way he's getting out of the furnace. A furnace of fire is deep. The furnace of fire used to be underground. And when a person fell into that pit, which was a fire furnace, he was gone. The next case, despite the fact that it makes me tingle all over, but, L'yayra Malaya Yarim V'shemen.
What's the
keeping
age?
A furnace. Now, not our furnace. They used to have underground places where they used as a kiln, and that's where they made a big fire, and they did things with the fire, and he fell in. There's no way of getting out.
In other words, in a house on fire. It's something that's...
Yeah, it's a pit with fire.
Okay. You'll know.
The Yairim Malaya Yayim V'Shemen to a pot full of wine and oil, which is boiling, a boiling pot of wine and oil, made in Olav. He didn't survive that. He's in a scalding pot, I don't know what word you want to use. What?
That.
And people don't survive that. Mishum Evacha Amru Shashem Amidin Olav, Neshu Mavir, Shiyayin Amidin Olav, Neshu Mechaba. Again, I'm only going to explain the Gemara to the best of my ability. Oil, when it sprinkles out and goes on the fire, makes the fire stronger. And therefore, if he's in that scalding pot of oil, he's not going to make it. Wine, when it goes on the fire, extinguishes the fire, so the wine starts to cool down, so he can survive. Amulai, t'chilasa mechaba, v'saifa mabir. When it hits the wood, hits the fire at the beginning, it extinguishes it a little bit, but then the fire resurges. Right, not enough is going to come out to turn off the fire completely. Little will come out, but that doesn't extinguish the fire. It might temporarily slow the fire down, but the fire comes roaring back, and therefore he's as good as dead. Rashi, l'yayra malaya yayim v'shemem mureseches, boiling alor on fire. Sumavir, shenof of adam v'taychai, when a person falls into it, v'nitas Hashem and alor, and the oil sprinkles on the fire. Mavira Yaitzer, the Yaitzer burns more. Lushafsa Vesichas Hayaitzer, Hayaira, and the skull, the boiling pot doesn't stop. The Tzamku Raglav, and his feet burn, contract. Vayacholatis Meis, he won't be able to leave, he's as good as dead. Neshu Machaba, Shinitas Alor Kibohu, it extinguishes it. Vayavabish Vayacholatis Meis. It cools down, and again, I had trouble with this. It doesn't cool down so quickly. But anyway, it cools down. The fire is extinguished, the pot cools down.
So oil boils at a higher temperature.
Sefer Mavir Derek Bekas, way of a piece of wood. Shemachaven Oisim B'Mayim. This Chazeres with the Lekas Oisim B'Tchilasai. You throw water on a burning piece of wood. For a second, it looks like it's going out, and then it comes roaring back. Unless you throw enough water to make sure it doesn't happen. Now, this is not enough wine that's happening. It's a little bit of wine, and therefore, it's not going to turn off the fire. Okay, Zog the Gemara Weiter. Tana Rabbana, Amar Rameyer. Now, again, I'm going to issue a disclaimer. I don't understand this Gemara, but it's a Gemara. And again, Rashi learns that according to Rameyer, people can survive underwater. Again, not quite have a problem with it, but Rashi says it. And that's what Rameyer holds. And I guess Rameyer held that's true. So I'm not going to argue. Who am I? I'm just going to read the Gemara and translate it to the best of my ability. Okay, so Rameyer says, Ma'aseh Be'echad Shenafel L'Barak Level. Person fell into a big pit, and he was there 2-3 days, and he came out. But the Maim Shiyesh for himself, he survived underwater, and then he came out. Rashi says it. Rashi says, what?
It's repeating the Mishnah.
Rashi says in the Mishnah, the son of Rameyer, Adam Yachol Lachayas Ulishnas V'Mayim Yayma Yamayim. Person can live 1-2 days underwater.
Does that mean under the water, or he can tread the water?
Again, Rashi says under the water.
Under the water.
Why does he stop in front of these emerged after 3 days?
What?
Why is Rashi, and the to me, he emerged after 3 days, he puts in front of
but that's because the Mishnah said that. Well, Lachash Lashiyamim.
Was there an air source down there or something?
Again, I'm trying to address this. Archon doesn't understand Rashi. He wants to say that a person can keep his head slightly above water enough to breathe for 1-2 days.
Why can't we go with that?
Because Rashi doesn't say it.
Where's the word under the water?
Taika Mayim, yeah.
I'm not going to argue with Rebbe, but I'm saying that means they can tread, then but a person can't go without sleep after two, 3 days. And he's going to be finished treading water.
Again, Rashi says, okay, I mean, everybody understands Rashi to say that you can live underwater. That's how they understand.
I'm not really arguing
this. You can argue. You're allowed to argue all you want. But they understand the Rashi saying you can live in water for 3 days. Now, Achaner learns it means he treads water and he keeps his head above. We just don't see his head because he's only keeping part of his head above water.
Floating on his back.
Something about that. Tanya Amalil, Ramei, Maskir, and Maisinism. You can't bring a story that's a miracle. Now, interesting, it's not that he survived underwater that they consider a miracle. So Meir is saying that's not miraculous. There's an other part there that makes the story a miracle, even according to a Meir. That's what they're saying. Even you, who say that people can survive underwater, your story was a miracle anyway. Meaning they're not saying that the survival was underwater. That was a miracle. So Meir is saying it wasn't. You can't tell somebody that was a miracle. He's saying it wasn't a miracle. What they're saying to him is, even will give you, grant you, that it's survivable this way. And let's learn, if it makes you happy to learn like the Aruch HaNeir, we'll learn like the Aruch HaNeir. It's survivable. He had his head above water. But there was another miracle that occurred. And therefore, the whole story is a miracle, and don't prove anything from it. That's what they're telling him. They're not telling him that the survival was a miracle. He's saying it wasn't. They're telling him that even according to you, there was a miracle here.
What was that?
That's what the Gemara is going to get involved in. Frech the Gemara, my Sinisim. What was the miracle? Zakrashi, my Sinisim, Afilu Eina Meis Machmas Hamayim. Even if he wasn't going to die because of the water, Ha'ilo Lamas Machmas Davarachar should have died for something else. Zak the Gemara. My Sinisim, what was the miracle besides the water? Is it that he went 3 days without eating and drinking? Says the Megillah's Esther, fast and don't eat and drink for 3 days. And they survived. So it's possible to survive. That's not a nace. They did it by Megillah. They all fasted. The tumor live out this tomb. Slices them in live of the eye.
Or there's an
acid
in water, you could be drinking the water.
Salt water.
Doesn't say. Number one. Ella, Dr. Gemara, delay Nayim, without sleep, as Rabbi Freund said. The Amr Rabbi Eichanan, Shvur Shleish and Shleish Yamim, Malkin Reis to be Yashin the altar. If a guy swears that he won't sleep for 3 days, give him Malkus right now. Because what happened is, he made a Shvur Shav. A Shvur that can't happen is automatically a non-Shvur. It's a lav for making an oath that is a worthless oath. But it's a worthless oath because it's impossible to keep. A person cannot go 72 hours without sleep. And since he swore to do that, which is impossible, so he can go to sleep because the shvur is not chal. But he gets malchus for making that kind of a shvur. So that's a miracle. The guy survived 3 days underwater without sleep. Because if he fell asleep, he died. Even according to a mayor. And that was the miracle. Remeir, what's Remeir's response? My time up. Amar of Kahana, keep him, Agabe, keep him, Avi. See, he leaned on, what did he say? Right, so what happens is there's things there that you can lean on underwater. So he copped a dremel, he copped a nap. He leaned against those things underwater, and because if he's standing, he can't sleep. So he had to lean. So he leaned on those keeping, and that's what kept him alive. Rabbanon, the Shisha Hava. Rabbanon say, those keeping are straight. You can't lean on them. They are vertical. Rameyer, he absolutely masters with Ayin Porta. Even if it's vertical, he can still lean on them a little bit and get a little bit of sleep and survive. So that wasn't a miracle. So Rameh is saying there was no miracle there. And Rabbanon is saying, besides the fact that he survived underwater, which is a miracle, which we hold as a miracle, you don't. But even you have to agree it was a miracle he went without sleep. Rameh said, no, he didn't go without sleep. Rashi. See, this is one of the riots that Achmedair brings. Because he says, why couldn't they say he laid down on the floor and slept? He can survive underwater without air for 2-3 days. So he took a nap on the floor. Why do we have to have these keeping? He said, because he has to keep his head above water. So Rameh is saying there were these keep. This is Arkanair, one of his riots he brings to his shot. Again, we can't argue on a Rashi, but that's what Arkanair says. That if that is, he survived with his head above water. He has to sleep, just to lean on something. But he doesn't need a long nap. He just needs a short nap. So, according to Rabbi, this is not a miracle. Yes.
Rabbi, can I just a question? I'm not understanding this. Rabbi Meir holds that the absence of oxygen, surviving with the absence of oxygen for 3 days, is not a miracle. It's normal.
Again, this is the Aruch Lanier's Kashan Rashi. What you just said bothers the Aruch Lanier. How could Rashi possibly say that somebody can survive without air for a day or two?
I understand that he says it, but he's saying it's not a nace. It's within possibilities.
Aruch Lanier answers that nobody thinks he can survive without air. But Rameyer says he might have had his head partially above water, treading water, and be able to survive 3 days. Because he was above, his head was above water.
Okay, I missed that. I'm sorry. Okay.
So the Aruch Lanier says. So the question the Gemara asks is, but he has to sleep. How does he sleep treading water? So the Gemara answers, there were these things in that body of water that they're talking about. There were these marble, what did he call them?
Arches.
and he leaned on one of them. The Gemara said, the Rabbanon say, can't lean on them, they're straight. And Rameh says, you can still lean a little bit and survive with your head above water and take a cat nap. So therefore, there was no miracle involved. And Rabbanon said there were two miracles involved. Number one is they don't believe you can survive treading water for so many long. And number two is the guy didn't sleep. So it's impossible without a miracle. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Kippin are grabbing kippin. Kippin is coming binyanim v'ulama yisvedishin aleim v'yasham. It's like little buildings and what does he call them? Arches. The shisha av v'chalokim v'umar ein adam yasham. You can't sleep standing. Mitzrich mischazik v'nidvig aleim ma'at. You can strengthen and lean a little bit on them. So again, to a mayor, there's no miracle. To the rabbanon, there's a double miracle. They're not questioning the authenticity of his story. Rameyer is not making up a story. It happened. So they say you can bring a ride from a miracle.
Double miracle is sleep and is
surviving underwater, meaning the way Archaneer learns, treading water.
Not being so Michal,
in
other words, it happened.
That can't.
And nobody else. Can.
You cannot even take this into account or anybody else. Right, exactly. Exactly. It's a one time thing.
And it can't happen again because.
It can happen again, but it's not a problem. It's not even. You don't base the halacha on a possibility of an ace. There's got to be a possibility with the Hateva. There's a possibility with Derech HaTeva. There's no possibility with Derech HaTeva. A miracle happens. It could happen, but you don't have to take that into account.
It happened 100 times, but that's not the halacha.
Correct. It doesn't happen 100 times. It's a fact. Nisim don't happen. I mean, we have Nisim every day on the Sechah Shemchol Yamimoto, but those are not Nisim Gluyim. This is a Nes Goli. It doesn't happen that often. People don't jump off buildings and survive. And if it happens to one person, it's an ace. That doesn't mean that 100 people should go do it because they're going to have Nisim also. Doesn't happen. Very out of the ordinary. That's why it's called an ace. Not regular. What? We'll stop. I don't think they're starting earlier, but we'll stop here anyway.